commentator Thad Box.
Earth Day was last Sunday. Arbor Day is Friday. Arbor Day began in 1872 when the Nebraska State Board of Agriculture adopted J. Sterling Martin's resolution for a day of tree planting. Almost a century later, in 1969, Senator Gaylord Nelson organized nationwide environmental teach-ins building on Rachel Carson's book, Silent Spring. Topics included harmful effects of pesticides and other environmental disasters. Here in Utah, increased cancer among downwinders and fallout from nuclear bomb tests tied wars to environmental pollution. Nelson declared April the 22nd, 1970, Earth Day. The founder of Arbor Day said in 1885 that planting a tree was faith expressed in a deed, and it is a deed that conveys health, happiness, and consolations to generations not our own. 110 years later, Gaylord Nelson said, "The wealth of the nation is in its air, water, soils, forests, minerals, rivers, lakes, oceans, scenic beauty, wildlife habitat, and biodiversity." And that's all there is. That's the whole economy. That's where all economic activity and jobs come from. These biological systems are the sustaining wealth of the world. And Aldo Leopold said that we humans are part of this Earth's environment. He wrote, "A land ethic changes the role of Homo sapiens from conqueror of the land community to a plain citizen of it." But those are words, just words. But so are greeny, rednecked, environmental, flat earther, lib, retard, and vulgar names people call those with opinions not their own. We must listen to one another, explore differences in a civil manner, and take time to thank those around us who plant the trees, clean up our world, grow our food, and teach ethics by their actions. This is Thad Box.